countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Briefly, I'm joined on the line by Orivo manager Stephen Blewett. He's in Ballina in County Mayo. And good morning to you, Stephen. I know you're delighted with the win for your milk suppliers, Richard and Wendy. But briefly, can I ask you about another man who says he's going to win the race for the White House? You're those Blewetts, aren't you, Stephen? Joe Biden's morning, distant John. Cousins.
Yeah, good morning, John. Yeah, just to echo congratulations to Wendy and Richard Starrett and all the Orivo team for winning the award. Yes, indeed. Joe Biden is... he's actually a third cousin of my father. So his Joe Biden's great-great-grandfather was a guy called Edward Blewett, who left Ballina and Mayo in 1850.
Well, we were delighted to realise the coincidence in this one. And as after an announcement from Joe Biden last night that he says he's going to win the US presidency as his lead widened over Donald Trump in battleground states. Well, what's the mood in Ballina and Knockmore and I suppose what you might call Biden country in Mayo now?
Yeah, we're right in the middle of Biden country here in Mayo, in the middle of Orivo country. It's, I suppose everyone is waiting patiently, as Joe Biden is advising. It's the journey is nearly over, but he's hopefully be there in the next few days. It should be very positive for Ireland, with his love for Ireland, and particularly for Ballina, Knockmore and Mayo, where his family originate from.
And what about farming? Because I believe, Stephen, you think that your distant cousin and possibly the president-elect will await declarations in the coming days, perhaps, would be good for farmers.
Yeah, there's two areas in particular which should be very positive. In September of this year, Joe Biden came out publicly and expressed his personal disapproval of Brexit, and saying that any future US and UK trade deal will be contingent on the Good Friday Agreement continuing and a hard border not being put on the island of Ireland. So from a Brexit point of view, it can only be positive if we look within Ireland.
Okay.
And the second way is US tariffs were introduced in October 2019, adding 25% of a tariff on any dairy imports into the United States of America. We, as you know, import or export out of Ireland over €350 million worth of goods to America. And there's a hope that President Biden would move quickly to remove those tariffs.
OK, well, we'll wait and see. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. You're the manager of the Orivo Co-op and your dad, a third cousin of Joe Biden. We'll await, to see what happens in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona and Nevada. And a declaration could be some time off. But stay tuned to the news here on RTE Radio 1.